Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 2:50. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm talking to my friend Steve Thompson. Now, Steve, we got about 2.5 inches in Cottage Grove. How much did you get by your house?
Yeah, about the same. It was one of those when I got up this morning. Do I use the snow thrower or do I shovel? So I did kind of a combo platter of a little shoveling, and then I did get out the snow thrower to clean the junk at the end of the driveway because the plow had already gone through. And I'm kind of glad I did because that stuff at the end of the driveway, even if we didn't get that much, it's still a bummer. So
it is absolutely a bummer.
Yeah.
I hate that because, you know, I do it often, but I remember one time I shoveled and I thought, okay, we're going to run to the store real quick. We're going to come on home and we're going to make lunch. And I got to the end of the driveway, Steve, and the van got stuck on top of the I didn't register that they pushed it all back up. And I mean, literally, I was teetering on a pile of snow because I went out full speed. As far as I know, I have cleared the driveway.
Oh, yeah. That stuff is evil because people have been driving on the road and they kind of pack it down, and then there's salt and grime, and it's like wet concrete. And with it getting as cold as it's going to get, you get that cleaned up now or it's going to be a major problem. So I'm glad I went out there and got it done and got everything cleaned up. Here's the thing, though. It's February and the days are getting obviously longer. I'm ready for it to warm up, and I don't see any of that.
Oh, my God, Steve. I just looked at this forecast. It is absolutely brutal. The minus 18, feels like minus 25 to 45. And I know it's Minnesota, but I'm ready for it to be over already.
Yeah, this is when winter gets long, for sure, especially when we get snow and cold in February. But, hey, 2 weeks to March, the Twins are at spring training. We're going to talk more about that. The boys of summer are getting ready in Arizona and Florida. And I told Lindsay a moment ago on the phone when she got us connected was they're playing golf in San Diego and the weather looks lovely in San Diego. But you know what? That whole area from LA down to San Diego, you got to have a lot of money to live right there. I mean, it's beautiful, but
it's costly. Very, very expensive. Okay, now, Steve, here's the problem that you can help me with. I've got these little kids over here. And, you know, when it's not so cold outside, they can go out there and build snowmen and hang out and jump on the trampoline and make the snow jump up higher than them and play games. And they like to run around 12, 11, and 10. Well, they're not going to be able to do that. And so they're out of school on Monday. And we're not going to be able to go anywhere. It's a holiday. So what were some of the things that you did with your kids when they couldn't go outside?
That was tough. The thing is that they were pretty good about playing together, even though they were 5 years apart. My oldest daughter and my youngest daughter, mm-hmm. you know, they're 5 years separating those kids, but they still played well together. So that was always good. Sometimes I would take them over to this place, and I know you live on the other end of town, this way across town, but the Maple Grove Community Center had this really cool, gigantic indoor maze open to the public right mm-hmm, there next mm-hmm. to the ice rink. And they could go in there and you could sit and keep an eye on them and they could just go nuts. I mean, it anybody who's familiar with that kids maze and indoor playground in Maple Grove knows what I'm talking about. That always was a good go-to if the roads weren't terrible. It's just going to be cold. So
yeah, it's just going to be cold. I just got to get inside somewhere because this is the thing. They're going to get frustrated. They're going to get in each other's nerves. Then they're going to get on my nerves. And nobody's going to be able to get all that energy out. So it's going to be hard to get to sleep. If I can take them somewhere like this indoor place you're telling me about, Steve, they can run and jump and hang out and get tired. And then on the way back home, maybe take a little nap, get a little rest. And so when they get back home, they're ready to eat and take a bath. And then it'd be bedtime.
And then that's it. Then mom gets a break.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it is really cool. There's got to be something like that in your neck of the woods or Woodbury Way, you know, these indoor playgrounds. And I think that there's a ton of value, you know, in facilities like the Y or, mm-hmm. you know, any, you know, Lifetime and all of that, because usually they got swimming and other activities and ways to keep kids busy. But mm-hmm. I will say that Maple Grove Community Center was just a go-to on days where it's like, these kids need to burn off some energy.
They got to do something. Well, I know on Monday, I'm going to be signing books and giving away books at this indoor playground called We Rock the Spectrum. And it is in Woodbury. It's an indoor play place. It's amazing. My kids love it. And so I'm going to be signing books and giving them out to families and kids who have, you know, families who have kids on the spectrum. And it's in Woodbury, right off of 494 in Lake. And so the kids have gone there a couple of times. So I think that I'm just going to bring them when I do my book giveaway on Monday so they can burn off that energy. They can play.
Yeah.
while I'm signing books. That's perfect. I know you always have the answer. You always have the answer. Okay, so what you got coming up on you, huh?
Yeah, Doug's going to join us. Tech Talk, computer problems, hardware, software, whatever. We'll get into that. People spending a lot of time on their computers, mm-hmm. particularly with the cold weather. We'll talk Twins, Timberwolves at the break. The Wild are in that break for the Four Nations tournament. So we've got a lot coming up between now and 6.
All right. Okay. Well, it's good to talk to you. Have a great show. I'll be listening. I'm going to the Smack Shack. It's Sean's weekend. Ooh. And so I'm going to go get me a crab boil with the sausage and potatoes and the corn. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Enjoy.
I'll eat extra for you. My friend Steve Thompson is coming up yet next. You guys don't go anywhere. Stick around. He's got a great show and you don't want to miss it. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.